Tom Watkins, who's on the other end of our line. He served as he served the state of Michigan as the deputy chief to chief of staff for former Governor Blanchard. He also was the state mental health director and the state superintendent of schools, and he's a U.S.-China business and educational consultant. Tom, good morning.
Hey, it's good to be with you, Tony.
Thanks so much. A menagerie of topics I want to talk with you about. First of all, recently read that Representative Mike Rogers made a statement how the White House plans to challenge Chinese tariffs on the U.S. on U.S.-made cars at the World Trade Organization. I know that you know a little bit about this. Tell us your thought.
Well, this is something very positive. The President of the United States has a responsibility to step up, speak out, and to do everything that he can do to protect American workers. And the President is doing that, taking these issues with China when we have a trade dispute with them to the World Trade Organization. And this bodes well for the future automakers here and workers here in the state of Michigan for the President to step up on these issues. But you're going to see more and more of that, Tony, as the election year heats up. Going back to the founding of the People's Republic of China, China has been used as a pinata in presidential elections, and we saw it here in this state. So you're going to see kind of a tit for tat between the president and the Republican nominee Romney on this issue as they try to get political advantage using China as a boogeyman again during this race.
It has been written and said in many different forms how the Chinese have such a great advantage of against the U.S. when it comes to trade. How do we get to that place?
Well, look, the American people have done fairly well with these trade issues over the years. I mean, the fact is that clothing is a lot less expensive because we're buying it from somewhere overseas. My grandmother used to tell me, you cannot have your cake and eat it too. And the American people have had, low costs on goods, whether it's TVs, electronics, clothing, and you can't have the Chinese price and the American wage. Something has to give. If we expect to pay cheap Chinese prices, then we're going to have to pay a lot higher for those goods and services. So there's been an advantage on both sides of this issue, but one that certainly can be used in political election years for political gain.
So am I reading you right? You don't think that the advantage has been unfair?
Well, I think there's a number of issues that need to be addressed. But I guess I look at this issue, Tony, it reminds me of when I played football. And I would come back to the bench and I would complain that the other team was cheating, doing something that they shouldn't be doing. Well, my coach would give me a good whack on the back of the head and said, "Well, protest later. Get in there and win the game." And that's what we need to be about. Certainly the president is standing up, our World Trade Organization, to take issues where we have problems with China and try to get fair and reasonable disputes so we can have free and fair trade. And in the meantime, we've got to get in there and find a way to win. And that's what I continuously encourage us to do.
All right, so the White House is going to focus on U.S.-made cars that face Chinese tariffs. Will we see any resolution from the World Trade Organization on this?
Well, it's going to take a while. I mean, obviously, these dispute resolution processes take a long time. But while that's going on, I mean, I commend the governor for stepping up and looking at ways to export Michigan's goods and services to the Chinese people. We have 1.3 billion people in China. Let's look at them as consumers that want and need quite a bit of what we produce here, whether it's Dow Chemical, whether it's our fine educational institution, Whirlpool, Amway, Ford, General Motors, and the like, and our food stuff. We should be exporting more of our agricultural products to China. And the other thing the governor's focus on, not only with China, but other foreign countries, is foreign direct investment. Investments that create jobs. Investments from overseas that create jobs right here in the state of Michigan. This kind of focus bodes well for the state going forward.
All right, Tom, we run out of time, but I've got more topics to talk to you about. Can we call you back tomorrow?
I'm always around for you, Tony. Thank you, Connor.